Christ is risen. You're getting good at this. Christ is risen. Dearly beloved, we are gathered in this place to worship a living God. We have come together to celebrate the resurrection, joining our hearts spiritually with Christians in every part of the world, people who speak every language imaginable, whose skin tone spans the beauty of human diversity, faithful souls who are young and old, gay and straight, rich and poor, educated and illiterate. The Christians who celebrate Easter are Protestant and Catholic and Orthodox, Pentecostal and High Church, and everywhere in between. On this Resurrection Day, we are worshiping to the accompaniment of organs and pianos and guitars and synthesizers and marimbas and drums and flutes and bagpipes and Dixieland jazz. We don't always observe the celebration of Easter on the same day. In fact, some of the oldest Christian arguments involve when to celebrate Easter. But even when we observe Resurrection Sunday on different days, still, Christians around the world are united in this affirmation: Christ is risen. Or are we united in that affirmation? Do we believe in the resurrection? And if so, what does such a belief look like? And exactly what are its implications? Is a belief in the resurrection even important? Is it central to the Christian faith? In what F. Scott Fitzgerald might have called my younger and more vulnerable years, I used to believe two things about the resurrection. First, I believed that an affirmation of the literal and physical resurrection of Jesus was an essential part of what it means to be a Christian. And luckily for me, the other thing I believed about the resurrection is that a person could prove the historicity of the resurrection using logic. In high school, I read a book called More Than a Carpenter by a certain Josh McDowell. And in that book, the author laid out what he called evidence that demands a verdict. And I was convinced. And then in college, I read C.S. Lewis' book, Mere Christianity. And in it, I discovered that Josh McDowell more or less lifted all of Lewis's ideas and presented them in ways that were less interesting. Regardless, the two authors convinced me that it was possible to prove that Christ is risen. You got to be on your toes. I thought I could prove Christ is risen. Good. All right. And I was interested enough in the idea that a person could use logic to prove things like the resurrection that I signed up in college for a class called Christian Apologetics, in which we used logic not only to prove the existence of God and the superiority of Christianity relative to other religions, but we also used logic to refute the work of philosophers like David Hume and Albert Camus. And at some point in the class, I think it was when we were talking about whether or not God could invent a square circle, I started to question the whole enterprise of using logic to prove or to disprove that which we can only believe or disbelieve by faith or lack thereof. It's been about 30 years since I stopped trying to prove the historicity of Easter. And over the course of those decades, I have learned that it's possible to believe a lot of different things about resurrection. A person can believe that with a time machine and a video camera, it would be possible to capture footage of Jesus walking out of a tomb that first Easter. A person can believe Jesus' resurrection was spiritual in nature, such that Jesus became alive in the community of the early church, but without necessarily involving a reanimated corpse. A person can believe Easter is a powerful myth, a way of thinking, a way of taking the earth's cycles of life and death and rebirth of summer and fall and winter and spring, and then using a story that helps people internalize the hope inherent in nature's ability to bring life out of death and decay. A person can believe the resurrection is about motivating people to do new things and to re-energize our efforts to do good in the world. It turns out that you can be an evangelical or an atheist and still believe in the resurrection, because there are any number of ways to believe in the resurrection, to affirm the Easter promise. And my prayer for you this Easter is that you will find some way to believe in the resurrection. You don't have to believe in a literal resurrection, nor do you have to reject the idea that the resurrection was an historical event. I'll be honest with you. Depending upon the day, I might believe any number of different things about the resurrection. You don't have to make up your mind and declare lifelong allegiance to one way of thinking or another. You can wake up believing the Easter story is a myth and then go to bed convinced that the whole thing happened exactly as it was recorded in the book of Matthew, as Cheryl read it earlier. What you believe about Easter is up to you. You have to figure it out for yourself. But just believe something. Believe something so that you can say with confidence, Christ is risen. And I say believing in resurrection matters. It really, really matters. Because we live in a world that needs more people who believe that life is stronger than death, that beauty is more powerful than ugliness, that hope is stronger than fear, that goodness will last longer than evil, that even in these days of bitter cold, a springtime may yet restore warmth and light and tender renewal to the world around us. Dearly beloved, we need people who believe Christ is risen. You probably know that it wasn't long ago that our federal government's executive branch felt compelled, for the sake of frugality, to propose a cut in funding for Meals on Wheels, a program that keeps poor elderly folks well-fed. Since that cut was announced, the same people launched 57 Tomahawk missiles at Syria and dropped one so-called mother of all bombs in Afghanistan. I don't know what the annual budget for Meals on Wheels is, but I do know that the combined cost of the most recent and newsworthy acts of war perpetrated by the United States is something like $75 million over the course of less than 10 days, all of which calls to mind the words of John Steinbeck, written nearly 80 years ago in his book called The Sea of Cortez. Steinbeck wrote, "Some time ago, a Congress of honest men refused an appropriation of several hundreds of millions of dollars to feed our people. They said, and they meant it, that the economic structure of the country would collapse under the pressure of such expenditure. And now the same men, just as honestly, are devoting many billions to the manufacture, transportation, and detonation of explosives to protect the people they would not feed." Friends, when people don't believe in some form of the Easter miracle, it's easy for the power of empire to sacrifice food for bombs and to drop massive bits of ordnance in far-off places and call it keeping the peace. When we don't believe in resurrection, it's easier to sit idly by while human consumption destroys the planet. When we don't believe in resurrection, it's easy to be convinced that nothing can be done about economic inequality, or that nothing can be done about our healthcare system or our prisons, which house more humans than any other prison system on the face of the earth, or our immigration system or our housing crisis. However, when you affirm the Easter miracle, whether you are a traditionalist who believes in an historical reanimation of a human body, or you're an agnostic or an atheist willing to embrace a powerful myth, to believe in the resurrection is to believe that things can get better, to believe that something can be done to address the world's real and serious problems. To believe in the resurrection is to believe, for example, that a relationship can survive hard times and that children can grow up healthy despite their parents' shortcomings. To believe in resurrection is to believe humanity will overcome even the worst political leaders. To believe in resurrection is to affirm with Martin Luther King Jr. that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. To believe in resurrection is to cling to hope, to life, and to beauty. To believe in the resurrection is to believe in kindness and gentleness and grace and peace. To believe in resurrection is to believe in love. Christ is risen. Dearly beloved, we don't have to believe the same things about the Easter miracle. Some of us will believe Jesus' resurrection is a matter of historical record. Others will understand the resurrection as spiritual reality or as powerful myth or as metaphor for renewal. I know that I'm going to believe all those things over the course of a day or a week. How you believe in the resurrection is up to you. But one way or another, I pray you will believe. I pray that you will join the company of Easter people, and that through believing you will have the courage and the hope and the power and the kindness to transform the world. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.